with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Palestinian officials now say that Israel has begun to release some of their fighters who've been captured since the war began back in October. And it's going to be the first of several releases over the next 4 days.
The 2.3 million Palestinians living in Gaza have endured weeks of Israeli bombardment, including on Thursday. Gaza's health ministry updating the death toll to more than 13,000 since Hamas's October 7th attacks triggered the war. And Netanyahu says Israel remains determined to finish the fight.
There's no hope for peace between Israel and the Palestinians, between Israel and the Arab states, if we don't eradicate this murderous movement.
I'm Ben Thomas.
A four-day truce has begun, facilitating not only the release of hostages, but also allowing more humanitarian supplies into Gaza.
As part of the agreement, dozens of hostages held by militants in Gaza will be released in return for Palestinians imprisoned by Israel. The ceasefire kicked off at 7 a.m. local time and is to last at least 4 days.
That is Karen Chamis reporting. It's Black Friday, typically the biggest shopping day of the year because of all the special bargains. It's changed a bit over the decades, but executives say they are concerned this year that people may not have as much money in their wallet. The shopper says she did turn out to the mall Thanksgiving evening to look for some deals.
60% off, 70% off, up to 50% off. Just take it where you can.
That Los Angeles shopper speaking to ABC7 TV in L.A. The job market is solid, but consumers are coming under more pressure from dwindling savings accounts because of some hard times, many of them dealing with the lingering effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. They also have increased credit card debt this year. This is SRN News. Virginia Democrats moving to enshrine abortion in the state constitution.
The party won big in this month's off-year elections, and it's wasting no time in promoting one of its key issues. Democratic lawmakers have begun the process of amending the Virginia Constitution to guarantee abortion and protect it from any pro-life limitations. State law already allows the procedure up to 26 weeks of pregnancy, with broad exceptions after that for health concerns. Pro-life advocates say they will fight the amendment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota is defending itself from claims of political bias. At issue is a message circulating on social media cautioning airmen not to attend a conservative political rally featuring Salem Radio Network talk show host Charlie Kirk. The message calls Kirk's Turning Point USA organization an alt-right group and says participation with such groups, quote, could jeopardize an airman's continued service in the U.S. military. This is SRN News. Missouri's governor has been granting pardons at a pace not seen since the World War II era. Pastor Kenny Baston of Grace Fellowship Church in El Dorado Springs says he got into some trouble many decades ago as a young teenager, and he says being pardoned after all these years is like a weight being lifted off of him.
It made me feel like I paid for what I did. Like I was actually, after all the years, 20 years or 20-some years, all the damage I did that I deserved to be punished for, it almost felt like that's the moment when it was fully paid for.
Irish police have arrested 34 people after suspected far-right protesters in central Dublin attacked police, damaged shops, and set fire to vehicles. The rioting happened Thursday night after an unidentified man went on the attack and stabbed three children outside of a school. More of these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.